The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future.
Listening longer, unspoken fear. All America's headed down. I don't want to be negative. It's a reality factor. Good evening. Welcome to a Friday night installment of well, normally we'd say protecting your wealth. Unusual for us to be here on a Friday, but John asked me to do some changing around as he had a special guest yesterday. Jeff Bennett here for the next hour. Oh, it is one of these nights that if I didn't have something else going on, I could do 2 hours. I could do 3 hours tonight. With no breaks, I could do it sleeping, standing on my head. No, I'm not going to waste a lot of time, however, talking about what everybody's spoken about this week. More and more information continues to come out about what transpired or didn't transpire up in Vegas. Listened to John for a short while ago, and I had to turn it off because I cannot stomach the sound of Nancy P. Lousy's voice. She just speaks to hear herself talk. Nobody else listens to her. I left the state of Illinois some 31 years ago, at the end of this month, as a matter of fact. Arrived in Arizona on the first day of November of 1976. And what has happened in the state of Illinois over these years is almost appalling. I've stated for years that the capital of Illinois, even though it's Springfield, is basically run out of the city of Chicago. Well, at least it was back in the days of Richard J. Daley, you know, his honor. But what has happened in Illinois since is appalling. In the last few years, they've had two massive tax hikes. I mean, horrendous tax hikes, both on private property owners, businesses, to the point where there was a mass exodus of businesses leaving Illinois, interestingly enough, going to the state that Mike Pence is from, our current vice president. They can't even meet their obligations for those who are drawing pension. And they've still got to find ways to continue to raise more money through nefarious methods to ensure that they can all get it. Well, something interesting was announced this week, or maybe discovered. 20% of the Illinois House of Representatives announced that it will not be running for re-election. Now, I'd like to say that most of them are cowardly, and they are corrupt Republicans, all of whom voted for another tax hike. It's a stampede for the door, folks, the likes of which Illinois has never seen. You see, they don't want to face voters after they pass this huge tax hike. If you think Illinois is the only one that's going to be doing it, start looking to places like Kansas. Several weeks ago on another program I host, we began talking about the need to increase the real estate taxes on every homeowner in the state of Kansas just so they can support the teachers' retirement and pension system. $3,400 a year for 2 years is what they demand. Well, what's going on in Illinois right now? 30 state lawmakers in the 100th General Assembly will not be holding their seats next year. And that's not even counting those who might be booted out at the ballot box. And the exodus is unlike anything that anyone has ever seen. In the House, 23 lawmakers will not return to their seats in the next assembly. That's 20% of the chamber. The situation is less severe in the Senate, where only 7 members are certain not to return. And of the 30 total members of the General Assembly who will not hold on to their seats, 3 have resigned. 20 ain't running for re-election. Two are House members running for Senate seats. The remaining five are running for office outside the General Assembly. One for governor, two for lieutenant governor, one for attorney general, and one for a seat on Chicago's Metropolitan Water Reclamation District. Oy vey. Well, I guess that's because things are better in Chicago. Rahm Emanuel sees to that. But you see, the most likely driver is pretty obvious to most Illinoisans. It's called the rage of constituents. You know, I'm not going to dig into too much of it right now, but I remember years ago where some politicians would be eligible to get government pensions if they retired from their seats as opposed to getting voted out. And maybe that's what's taking place. Maybe they're going to resign to protect their pensions. You know, the pensions that the people in Illinois can no longer afford to pay for. The Chicago Tribune recently reported that fed-up Illinois homeowners consider moving. It's not just the property tax on my home, it's all of them. A lot of people in Illinois are looking to bail out. They want to go to Florida. Chicago's CPA Debbie Lessenstein said that when people consider a move for tax reasons in retirement, they may be missing a crucial element of Illinois' tax system. You see, Illinois does not tax retirement income from Social Security or pensions or IRAs. That's an advantageous provision for retirees living in the state, she said. Yeah, well, let me tell you something. They're all crooked. I don't care if they're in the city council, the county board of supervisors. I don't care if they're in the state legislatures or all the way up to the federal levels. Every one of them is crooked, and you and I are paying for them. We're paying outrageous tax revenues for those who serve in the cities and the counties and the states and the federal level. People who've been in office for 20, 30, 40 years who are contributing nothing to we the people any longer. No, they're not. They're taking from us, from every single one of us. It is, my friends, horrific, but it is what we face. We have next year, about a year, a little over a year from now, so-called midterm elections. It's going to be interesting to see what happens at that time, given all that's taking place in the Trump administration. Oh, there's some accomplishments being made. There's no two ways about it. There's others that are being destroyed. There's others that are being ruined. And now we face elections next November, a year from now. But I am less concerned about what happens next November. And I'll tell you why. Since the events in Las Vegas, Nevada over the weekend, last Sunday night, that item has taken over the news. Other things that were going on have disappeared. There seems to be no act from Antifa. When they're quiet and nothing's going on is when one must begin to start watching carefully. You see, my friends, there could be far more trouble than we ever imagined headed our way this coming November 4th. When a whole bunch of folks who ain't too happy about Trump and Pence maybe attempt to overthrow the government and a communist revolution. Keep in mind, it's been 100 years since the Russian Revolution. What a way to celebrate. Groups like Antifa and Resist Fascism and the Revolutionary Communist Party have been meeting for months to openly plan sedition and organize what they promise will be massive protests all over the country. Don't be surprised if things become violent. Their own website says, on November 4th, 2017, we will gather in the streets and public squares of cities and towns across this nation. At first, many thousands declaring that this whole regime is illegitimate and that we will not stop until our single demand is met. The nightmare must end. The Trump-Pence regime must go. And the website continues to say our protests must grow day after day and night after night. Thousands becoming hundreds of thousands and then millions determined to act to put a stop to the grave danger that the Trump-Pence regime poses to the world by demanding that this whole regime be removed from power. And our actions will reflect the values of respect for all of humanity. World we want. We want. That's the key issue here. In stark contrast to the hate and bigotry of the Trump-Pence fascist regime. Determination, he continued, to persist and not back down will compel the whole world to take note. Every force and faction in the power structure will be forced to respond to our demands. The cracks and the divisions among the powers already evident today will sharpen and widen. And as we draw more and more people forward to stand up, all this could lead to a situation where this illegitimate regime is removed from power. Spread the word. Organize now. Be a part of making history. Don't let it be said that you stood aside when there was still a chance to stop a regime that imperils humanity and the earth itself. Join taking to the streets and the public squares, day after day and night after night, demonstrating that in the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist government. On November 4th, 2017, we will stand together with conviction and courage, overcoming fear and uncertainty to insist that the nightmare must end, the Trump-Pence regime must go. Wow. Back in August, it was written about conferences held across the nation to begin planning those protests. Conferences were held in New York, Chicago, Austin, L.A., San Francisco, something that's been in the works for months, and basically every group that is un-American is in on the deal. What do they want to replace the Trump-Pence regime with? Their plan is to replace our current form of government with first socialism and ultimately communism. It says so right in their constitution. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you that they have a draft of a constitution with which they want to replace the governing document of America. It's called the Constitution for the New Socialist Republic of North America. And here's just a little snippet from the introduction. It states, "It is intended to set forth a basic model and fundamental principles and guidelines for the nature and functioning of a vastly different society and government that now exists. The new socialist republic in North America, a socialist state which would embody, institutionalize, and promote radically different relations and values among people. A socialist state whose final and fundamental aim would be to achieve, together with the revolutionary struggle throughout the world, the emancipation of humanity as a whole and the opening of a whole new epoch in human history, communism. But the final abolition of all exploitative and oppressive relations among human beings and the destructive, antagonistic conflicts to which these relations give rise. And their constitution continues, their introduction continues by saying, in order to bring this new socialist state into being, it would be necessary to thoroughly defeat, dismantle, and abolish the capitalist imperialist state of the United States of America. And this, in turn, would only become possible with the development of a profound and acute crisis in society and the emergence of a revolutionary people in the millions and millions who have the leadership of a revolutionary communist vanguard and are conscious of the need for revolutionary change and determined to fight for it. And to work for this objective, to hasten while awaiting the emergence of these necessary conditions, with the goal of revolution and ultimately communism clearly in mind, is the strategic orientation of the Revolutionary Communist Party USA. They mince no words, my friends. They openly state that their ideal is a dictatorship. They go on by stating, the new socialist republic in North America is, like all states, a form of dictatorship, the dictatorship of the proletariat, which means that in its essential character and its basic principles, structures, institutions, and political processes, it must give expression to and serve the fundamental interests of the proletariat, a class whose exploitation is the engine of the accumulation of capitalist wealth and the functioning of capitalist society, and whose emancipation from its exploited condition can only be brought about through the communist revolution. with its goal of abolishing all relations of exploitation and oppression and achieving the emancipation of humanity as a whole. And in accordance with this, the four constitutions for the new socialist republic in North America, governing bodies and processes of the socialist state at all levels, must be vehicles for the furtherance of the communist revolution. And as a key dimension of this, they must provide the means for those who were exploited and oppressed in the old society and were effectively locked out of the exercise of political power and the governance of society, as well as the spheres of intellectual endeavor and working with ideas overall, to increasingly take part in these spheres with the aim of continually transforming society in the direction of communism. What, my friends, could be more appealing to our society of victims than this warm invitation to become the ruling class over those who have oppressed them? Psychologically speaking, this is an ingenious way to gain the support of all those angry social justice warriors who believe that racial minorities and women in the LGBTQWTF community are all downtrodden. Well, I'll tell you, this story goes on and on and on. In the economic section of their proposed constitution, true to the communist roots of the document, it discusses how the means of production will, quote, become the common property and resource of the whole of society, and ultimately of all humanity. So you see, that means that if you own a plant or a farm or a factory, it won't be yours for long should they somehow manage to take over. Capitalism would be over in their commie utopia. And in fact, from their own documents, one of the principal aims, it begins, is to eliminate the ownership of private capital and the resultant relations of exploitation in the form of wage labor. And while for a fairly long period of time it will be necessary for people employed in enterprises and other units of the socialist economy to receive remuneration and to meet their various personal needs to a significant degree through the medium of money, it will be possible and will be the orientation to eliminate in a much shorter period of time conditions and situations in which individuals are forced to work for other individuals who own private capital. Accordingly, the private ownership of means of production and other capital and the hiring of wage labor by owners of private capital shall be prohibited. There is a complete 104-page document. Yeah. I've just shared with you little bits and pieces of it. In all of this is planned for November the 4th to begin their communist revolution. Media independent of the government would require a license to operate. Now, we all know what that means. Censorship would be utter and complete. Surprisingly, the so-called Constitution permits all those over the age of 18 to own firearms, but there is a clause stating that all rights can be withdrawn if the Central Executive Council declares a security emergency. And if that happens, they may temporarily suspend the rights and provisions set forth in that article and elsewhere in this Constitution. Well, who's running this show? I mean, from the purpose of maybe what we see, there's a guy out there named Bob Avakian. He's kind of the big kahuna in the Revolutionary Communist Party, has been since the 1970s. Avakian idolizes the likes of Mao Zedong, the Black Panthers, the main author of the Commie Constitution, which we've referred to, also the editor of the periodical entitled Revolution, formerly Revolutionary Worker. He's the author of The New Communism, The Science, The Strategy, The Leadership for an Actual Revolution, and A Radically New Society and the Road to Real Emancipation. Oh, yeah, you can see all this at the various links. And Avakian's teaming up with other groups, though, like Resist Fascism. Resist Fascism has some fascinating contributors, including the disturbing distributing George Soros. Yeah. You see, Avakian doesn't have the money to fund this, but George Soros does. And if you spend any time looking around and you've seen the advertisements that were run through Craigslist and other locations trying to hire actors to demonstrate in Charlottesville and other places. No, they've stopped tearing the statues down for now. They're letting Las Vegas do their speaking for them. How do they plan on bringing all this about? The Revolutionary Communist Party is working with other groups to bring down the Trump-Pence regime. And in their strategy for revolution, they state, in order for revolution to be real, there must be a revolutionary crisis, a revolutionary people, numbering in the millions and led by a far-seeing, highly organized and disciplined revolutionary party. So you see, they plan to use any type of crisis to stir the pot and gather more support. That includes shocking events, economic issues, breakdowns in the normal functioning of society, my friends. Racial tension and strife, they all fall in line with their goals and they add more bodies to their ranks. And as well, you can be sure that the Marxist agenda we see in our education system, most particularly our colleges and universities, places like Evergreen College up in Washington State, they're nothing more than a funnel to deliver young people into the fold. The more our young people feel disenfranchised and angry and out of place with society, the more they'll hate it and wish to overturn it. They're targeting the oppressed and the victims to empower their cause. They're promoting anger and divisiveness. And from their own words, more needs to be learned. And we will be learned about how the revolutionary struggle can win when these conditions have been brought into being. But the basic strategic conception and approach has been developed for actually defeating and dismantling the oppressive forces and institutions of said system, and bringing into being new institutions of a new revolutionary system when there is a revolutionary crisis and a revolutionary people. But the possibility of revolution will never really ripen unless those who recognize the need for revolution are preparing the ground for this politically and ideologically even now, working to influence the thinking of people in a revolutionary direction, organizing them into the struggle against the system, winning growing numbers to become actively involved in building the movement for revolution. These are all their words. They're all their words. Now, I'm not going to be able to post this until late tonight. I have a function to attend after I get off the air tonight. And it's going to take me a good bit of time to be able to publish this entire piece. But I'm going to tell you something. It is a powerful, powerful piece. You need to read it. You need to follow the links. Now, bear with me just a second, because I'm going to share with you right now where you can get this piece. Don't wait for my being able to load it. The piece is written by Daisy Luther of The Organic Prepper. The article can be found at shtfplan.com. That's shithitthefanplan.com. That's what it stands for. Excuse my language. The article is entitled Warning. There's going to be an attempted communist revolution on November 4. Every single one of you out there, and the article can also be found over at the Organic Prepper. Okay? It is important that you read all of this and take your time and share it and send it out to people. You want to pay attention to every single link, which are all happen to be in red if you go to the shtfplan.com site. Source links, previous articles written, warning of these things coming. This, you know, they didn't have these kind of warnings in the Russian Revolution, folks. All of a sudden, one day, bang. Oh, you think this is all bogus? Let me tell you something. The benefactors of the Alliance for Global Justice and Refuse Fascism are all listed online. And according to their most recent 990 tax form, Alliance for Global Justice, or AFG, received $2.2 million in funding for the fiscal year ending in March of 2016. And one of the group's biggest donors is the TIDES, T-I-D-E-S Foundation, a nonprofit funded by billionaire progressive philanthropist George Soros. Tides gave him 50 grand. There's also the United Steelworkers Labor Union. They contributed 5 grand. City of Tucson, believe it or not, Arizona, listed in AFG's 990 as a donor, but a city official says the city acted merely as a pass-through for a Native American tribe that provided a grant to the activist group. The city official said that no city money went to AFGJ. Raise your hand, my friends, if you're surprised to see George Soros linked to this. Hello? Anyone? Do I see a show of hands? Didn't think so. There's a link to the PDF of their tax form, a list of all their donors. How do they plan on bringing all this about? Revolutionary Communist Party is working with other groups to bring down the Trump-Pence regime in their strategy for revolution. They're not just out to bring down the Trump-Pence regime. Thank you, Obama, for bringing the Trump-Pence regime to the front. Because so much of everything you did or did not do and who you supported and who you stood for is what brought Trump and Pence to Washington, D.C. Their strategy for revolution states, quote, in order for revolution to be real, there must be a revolutionary crisis, a revolutionary people numbering in the millions and led by a far-seeing, highly organized and disciplined revolutionary party. I don't care how many times I have to repeat this. This is real. There ain't no BS here. We're talking less than 30 days away from the kickoff of this thing. Could what took place in Las Vegas be the excuse? Nah, I don't think so, because most of those people are just applauding that a whole bunch of what they perceive to be Trump-Pence supporters got killed. Them's a bunch of damn rednecks. Them bunch of rat-thinking people. They need to go on down. Nah, that one probably played into their hands. Of course, our beloved NRA, once again, like they did in 1968, they're instantly caving in. But you see, the Revolutionary Communist Party, they plan on using any type of crisis to stir the pot, gather more support. Once again, shocking events, economic issues, breakdown of the most normal functioning of society. What do you see as the outcome to something like this? Because, my friends, an attempted communist revolution is not as far-fetched as you may think. When you keep in mind that we very nearly had a self-proclaimed socialist as a top contender in our last presidential election, you will see that while this seems like a far-fetched fantasy of an angry, bearded college student who writes beer and pizza-fueled manifestos in a basement apartment, it's actually a very real movement that is gaining traction every single day. Violence is on the upswing. People like members of Antifa and Resist Fascism think nothing of brutally assaulting those who support capitalism or Trump or the conservative point of view. Undercover videos of late have shown these people making aggressive plans that include violence and weapons at an upcoming Ben Shapiro speaking engagement. No, the end may be nearer than we think. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Not the kind of music that I would normally listen to, I'll guarantee you that. I know, it's the words from the song we're listening to. Somebody's watching me. You better start watching over your own shoulder. You better start watching out for yourself, your own family. If this comes to pass, I can only hope and pray that all of these legitimate private gun owners out there stand up and do what's necessary. I have seen videos of some of these people bragging about the guns and the weapons that they've been acquiring in preparation for this. This is a powerful, powerful piece. I did not pay it the justice I would like to have, because to be honest with you, I could have slowed up the delivery and I could have been more pointed. And maybe it would have sunk in a little bit better. It's not, I don't share this with you to give you, to force you into cardiac arrest. But you better clean them things and you better make sure they're well oiled and ready to go. Now, maybe this is somebody's idea of a joke. But the way things have gone in this nation the last few years, I wouldn't count on it. I think incidents like what we saw happen in Ferguson, Missouri, other instances after the deaths of some of those poor, young, innocent, little drug-addled criminals, some of color, some not, I don't believe this. Throw some music on real quick. I got to go shut this thing off. I'm back. Boy, that sounded like Miami Vice music. Sorry about that. I had somebody came into the office and deposited something here that had a cell phone in it, and that cell phone was on full blast, and it's like, you've got to be kidding me. I'm going to have to put a neon sign on this thing saying, on the air, keep the hell out. I don't understand the thought process of the human animal any longer. How do you feel? It's amazingly frustrating. 22 and a half years I've been on the air. I started a year or so after John did. And it's been nonstop. I've done two-hour programs, three-hour programs, one-hour programs. To the point, my friends, that there are days I grow weary of it. Have things improved? I think for a certain number of people, the ability to discern and understand the information we share has been good. But once again, I defer back to the education system. What the hell has happened? Well, it's pretty easy. Children with flowers in their hair, the 1960s, are now our professors. They're still fighting. They're still demonstrating what took place in the 1960s while we were embroiled in a very unpopular police action known as Vietnam. I spent 21 months over there. The difference is I came home and I wasn't waiting for somebody to say, hi, welcome back, thanks for serving, glad to see you made it okay. I wasn't waiting for parades. I got out within 9 days. I was working. Working in a profession I never expected to be in. But I came to the table with some knowledge and experience that they were looking for. And they liked the fact that I was a vet and blah, 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 and no big deal. I've never stopped working since. 9 days. Several days after I got home, I decided I was going to do what everybody else that was in Vietnam was going to do. We're going to get home. We're just going to go on down and sit back for 6 months or so and just collect unemployment and get food stamps and live on the dole. And I went and applied and was told, you come back in 2 days, you'll be able, you know. Back in those days when you applied for unemployment, you had to come in and once a week and show that you'd applied for jobs in at least three locations. Of course, you'd only get unemployment for 6 months back in those days. This is 1970. And I was told to come back in 2 days and pick up my first check. Wow, pretty cool. So I drive on down and get in line. waiting to go pick up my first check because I got the right papers to show I've applied for jobs in three places. Didn't matter what it was related to. Could have been giving dog and cats baths, flipping burgers, pumping gas. Didn't mean anything. Oh, back in those days, we still pumped gas. Remember that? Interesting way to put people on a payroll. Of course, now they import people from East India, and they just sit there and take your money to register. Don't forget the slushy for the children on the way out the door. Back in those days, people worked. Of course, gas was 29 cents a gallon. So as I stood there in line waiting to go pick up my first unemployment check, which would have been more than I made for a solid month when I was serving the military, although by that time I was at a higher grade and was getting flight pay and all that stuff. And I started looking at the people standing in line. Something didn't smell right to me. There's some people who obviously could be working and should be, but they come down to the unemployment line with three-piece suits and a tie and a nice London fog jacket and a little hat on. And they're looking healthy, and they're looking, okay, maybe the circumstances happened, but there was two bunch of other lazy some bucks that were more than healthy enough. It's like driving down the street in the Phoenix area. Every street corner during rush hour in the morning and afternoon has got very healthy-looking people standing there with knapsacks, and they're holding hand-done cardboard signs. I need help. I need money for food and a shower. Food and a shower? Where are you going to take a shower? There's no places you can go in and drop a quarter and take a shower around it. Maybe they go to the car wash and drop in a buck and a half and turn it on each other. But none of that stuff existed back then. There was a greater pride in the nation in many respects. And as I got closer to the front of the line to pick up my check, I just said, I can't do this crap. And I turned around and walked out, never did pick up my first check. I had a job days later. Got on the phone, made a couple of phone calls, answered a couple of ads. Went on down and met this guy just down the road from my mother's place. And I remember it was winter. It was January, Chicago. It was cold. Got hired by a company called Gateway Erectors. Gateway Erectors did concrete form products for building big buildings. We're in the process at that time, Gateway Erectors was, of building the new McCormick Place down in Chicago. Walt had an old dog sitting down. Yeah, we're in the office, which is not all that horribly warm because it's a trailer. And Walt's got his coat on. And he's got nice old dog sitting down there at his feet. Walt and I hit it off real well. He hired me on the spot. The goal is to bring me in to do drafting and engineering design work and layout work on the plans for determining how many of the various little pieces of equipment would be needed in this portion of the project of the job, and I understood it. But in order for me to better understand it, I had one request. I said, I'll be glad to work myself into this segment, but would you allow me to work out in the yard for a month? Number one, to get to know the people. Number two, to get my hands physically on these individual products so I better understand them. I will at that point run the loading and the unloading of the trucks and making sure the trucks are all, you pick up a load here, you deliver it here, et cetera, et cetera. And Walt says, I can't believe you want to do that. He says, I agree. Well, unfortunately, over that next 30 days, Walt got transferred down to the main office on the south side of Chicago. And the guy that took over was not aware of this agreement. And I got cut out of the engineering design work, the blueprint side of it. But you know what? I didn't care. I was working. I was paying my own way. Then I picked up the phone and called this gal I'd known many years ago. No, not like that. She and I had known each other for a lot of years. And I said, you know, I'm out. And I'm finished. And I'm fancy free. And I'm making some bucks. And sure would like to get back into the dating world. And she got me hooked up with a blind date, so to speak. Gave me the gal's phone number. And I started calling her. We didn't get along. We did not get along on the phone. But I'm a dumb schmuck, and I kept picking up the phone, and I called. And one day, somebody else answered the phone. And I said, oh, a sister act, huh? That's what I found out. So I called my friend back and said, listen, what's the deal here? Well, that's her sister. I said, well, you know, why don't you get a hold of her? Ask her if she'd like to go out Friday night to see Ramsey Lewis at the London House in Chicago. And she set the thing up, and we did it. And she and I have been married 47 years ago, 2 days ago. but the fact is, we've seen so much change in this nation. Because, say, I didn't come home waiting for people to wave a flag and give me a parade and welcome home and job well done and all that stuff. I came home ready to get back into life. Didn't run around bragging about what I had done. No, I was no damn baby killer. I spent a lot of time helping to pick up wounded people and get them to medical care. For those of you who may be interested, if you go to my website, federalobserver.com, I recently posted a second chapter, per se, of that journey of mine. And when I say a second chapter, I'm not going to get into it with you. I'm not going to tell you about it. You will better understand it when you look at it. Now, the one thing about Federal Observer, which is one of my main websites, is I tend to occasionally come on and do some satirical things. I posted a video on there today entitled, well, I've entitled it, Only Those Who Have Served Will Understand. And it's a video of a man named Jim Connor doing his first public appearance singing a song about his experience in Vietnam. And he's singing it with his daughter, who goes by the show business name of Pink. It is an amazing thing to watch. Now, you scroll on down a little bit on the page, and I'm not trying to do a complete walkthrough, but I have a very specific purpose for sharing this with you. I posted another piece early last week entitled In the Garden of Eden, A Tribute and Thanks. And embedded in my foreword is a link, goes under the name of here. And if you click on that link and read that article first, and then come back and read In the Garden of Eden and the tribute, for those of you who may have served in Vietnam or elsewhere, you will understand why I have written what I've written and the embedded videos that are included in each of these. What I did was not be a baby killer. I helped to deliver babies into this world. I helped retrieve and get wounded human beings, no matter what side of the fight they were on, to medical assistance. It's quite a profound piece. At the bottom of that article, The Garden of Eden, a tribute, is an amazing video. It's a one-hour documentary with then-CBS News correspondent Morton Dean. And it's all based on a single flight within a dust-off medevac helicopter he made in January 1971, 1 year after I left country. And now we're looking towards another potential kind of fight. And the question I ask you, number one, are you prepared? Are you prepared for the potential of this kind of activity? Are you prepared with medical knowledge? Are you prepared with the proper methodology of defending oneself and their family and their loved ones? Have you got the economic wherewithal to care for your family through barter, through trade, through whatever? That's one of the things I do at Kettle Marine Precious Metals. And we're doing it now with and on behalf of Republic Broadcasting Network. So this was never, all my commentary this last 20 minutes or thereabouts has been off the cuff. And it's that way for a reason. I could sit there and give you a weekend roundup as far as what the markets have done and what metals have done. You know what? There's nothing exciting about it. It's all laid relatively dormant, although silver had a good up day. It was up 24 cents at 1681. Gold was up $8.30 today, back above the 1275 figure. It's 1276.10 as we speak. Rhodium was up $10 today at 11 and a quarter. A couple of months ago, rhodium was in the $800-$900 range. I don't know what's going on with rhodium. Palladium's off another $20 at 914. Platinum's up a whopping dollar. It's not going to be long. There's going to be a $400 spread between gold and platinum. Why? Early this week, we came on the air and made it was a quickie offer. I had just shortly before John went on the air, I got a notification from one of my suppliers about the availability of these marvelous, brilliant, uncirculated peace dollars. And we went on the air, not on my normal Tuesday program, but just in a little snippet on John's program on, I think it was Wednesday. And we made this offer known about these marvelous rolls of, I mean, to get brilliant uncirculated peace dollars. And for those of you who may not have been with us, I shared the story of my own, where in 1958, 59, I walked into a bank vault with my grandfather in Maquoneta, Wisconsin, sitting down in a vault, going through bags of peace dollars. But still legal tender back then. And we would put together dated rolls. And we paid a dollar a piece for each one of those. Today, the dollar still says a dollar on it. Well, so does the peace dollar still says a dollar on it. But the peace dollar is worth considerably more money. The paper dollar has faded into almost obscurity. And so when we were able to come on the air and offer these brilliant uncirculated rolls of peace dollars, I was more than pleasantly surprised at the calls we'd had from many of you listeners, some of you who I've dealt with at Republic Broadcasting before. And, you know, we had 60 rolls available at the time. I think as of late yesterday, it was down to 22 rolls. I sold more rolls today, but my supplier was blown away. He's actually gone out and acquired more. I don't know what the number is. They're still somewhat limited. These are either 1922 or 23 dates. They're not collector's dates by any stretch of the imagination. But you see, that's the power of real money. These coins were manufactured or minted of 90% silver content, something we've not had since 1964, other than a few obscure collector's pieces, etc., you know, that the mint issues, commemorative pieces, etc. And these are still available to you at $490 a roll. There are no minimums, no maximums. I've had people buy one roll. I've had people buy two, three, four. One guy bought five. It just, you know, it's not huge. It's a great start. It's a good way to add to one's holdings. Take responsibility. But don't forget your medical supplies. Don't forget your instruments of self-defense and the little projectiles that must go along with them. Make sure that they're not old and stale and they've been sitting in storage too long and that issues have taken place with them. That is a real problem. People buy ammo and put it away for years, not realizing that there is still a rot process that takes place if they're not stored accordingly and properly. Now, it was my intent today to get into a rather lengthy dissertation of the history of the militias in this country. Something that's it's a commentary I've not covered in many, many years, but this one goes back to the pre-colonial days. This one actually goes back to the pre-come-to-America days, as it were. But it brings us up to today. Not all militias are good. Many have been infiltrated by some real strange people. That's a subject matter I'm going to have to consider taking on for another day. If John decides he wants a day off, then I may bite this one because it's going to take 2 hours to get through it. If you have any interest in getting your orders in for some of these marvelous peace dollars, I don't know where we'll be standing with them next week. Give me a call over the weekend. Don't do it tonight. I mean, if you want to leave a message, you can. You certainly can send me an email. You can go to our website, Kettle Moraine, K-E-T-T-L-E. Moraine is M-O-R-A-I-N-E. N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, Kettle Marine Precious Metals. Over on the right-hand column, there's a section that says Contact Us. You can click on the email, send me an email, tell me you'd like to talk about the availability. Leave me a name, a phone number. I will call you back over the weekend. I'm going to be out this evening at a function with my 17-year-old granddaughter, so I'm not going to be available, and it's frankly about the only celebratory time this evening for a few hours that we're going to have to celebrate my wife and my 47th anniversary, in addition to the fact that today's her birthday. And frankly, I ain't gotten out for cards, for flowers, for nothing. I've been busy. Okay? But I'll be glad to take care of you. The only forms of payment we accept are either check, or if you're in around a Chase Bank, you can do a direct deposit into my account. I'll walk you through how to do it all. And I do send you out complete confirmation invoices via email. I've only had one client that does not have email. And sometimes you got to check your spam, because they sometimes don't like what I send out, even though there's nothing attached in there that they could be considered spam or anything else. So I really want to wish all of you have a good weekend. I know we've got just a little bit more to go here. Don't get mad at me. Have a nice weekend. Yeah, right. Well, this guy just never stops. What do we got here? Okay, good deal, good deal, good deal. Just got one cleaned up. There's times you misspell people's names, and I misspelled this gentleman's name, and he sorted me out with it. Now I'll get all that taken care of. So keep in mind, sometimes we have clarity issues on the telephone. If you're out in the stall cleaning up Bessie's, or you're out in the barn cleaning up Bessie's ball, and you're her stall, and you're trying to speak on a cell phone, it may get muffled with the thuds up against the wall, etc. So sometimes email works best. Email me. You can also call me 623-327-1778. Many times that'll forward to my cell phone. I'm available. Very, very long hours. I'm here to serve you, keeping in mind all of this not only helps you and helps your family long haul. Buy it, put it away, shut up about it. It also helps RBN. That's why we're here. So where are we at music-wise, man? I am drained, and I got to hit the library. Got to be getting close. Thanks for being with me this week. Thanks for allowing me into your home. I know your time is valuable. I like to think mine is as well. And you guys just enjoy yourselves. Stick together. Talk about some of the things we talked about tonight. If you did not get all the information as to where this piece is about this potential revolution next month, once again, send me an email. I'll make sure you get the link. Spend the time reading it with your family and discussing it. Don't go into cardiac arrest with it. What are you going to do? How are you going to handle yourselves? You just going to lock yourself up in your homes and ignore everybody? You can't do that. Be prepared is the old Boy Scout model. I am. Have a great weekend. God bless. Bye-bye.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.